Roger in Michigan has a question about his garage. What can we help you with?
I have a new house, and I do want to seal my garage because it's probably the first heat of garage we've ever had, and we're coming in now with the snow and everything, and it's the water's meant to just lay in there, and I got to push it out, and then it freezes and all that stuff. So I do want to seal the floor. The garage is 28 by 25, and what do I need to do? What kind of preparation do I need to do this? So having listened to you guys over the years, to do it right so it lasts.
I think the best finishes today for garage floors are the epoxy paints.
Mm-hmm. And the good news is a lot of these products come with their own sort of preparatory step product, either built into phase one or as a separate standalone product on its own in the kit.
You might want to take a look at either Quikrete has a garage coating system and also Epoxy Shield,
mm-hmm.
two leading
Both
brands.
Both are great.
Both work very similarly. They're two-part epoxies, Roger, so that you have the base and then you have the activator. It's all inside of the same can. So you have a gallon that's like short filled. It looks like it has about 3/4 of a gallon in it. And then you have this quart, which is like the activator. You mix the two together. And then you have, you know, a couple of hours to work with this. Before you do that, use the cleaning product to clean the floor and get it ready to go. And I've found that those epoxy paints can really last a long time. I'll tell you, we used it at the Boy Scout house here. We have a concrete floor there. And, man, those kids, as you can imagine, put it through its paces much worse than any car or road salt could. And it really stood up very well.
Now, since Roger's probably going to need to buy two kits because he's dealing with 700 square feet of floor surface, is it best to sort of put both components, like both of the epoxy and the resin compound, into a 5-gallon bucket?
No.
And mix it all together?
No, but not unless you work really fast.
Okay.
No.
You know me. Okay, all right.
All right, Roger.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.